of God, they talk strong, like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and great people that have set their mark. Even Abraham Lincoln was a God man. He tried to do right. He didn't like slavery as much as the next.
Well, he also saw slavery as a way to, like, create a job opportunity and build the nation. So he's like, well, why beat these slaves when we put them to work?
Yes, but at the same time, they want to work. I mean, because they want to survive. Like, you know, how else do they expect for us to, you know, we come from a place where, you know, we didn't have probably buildings at first. Like, we made our stuff out of, you know, straw, you know, tree, you know, what was around our shelter. So, you know, like, we was known to build. Like, we can build. But Mexicans took it over for some reason. And I don't even know how they can tell the measurements. Half of them don't. Numbers must look the same.
Yeah, numbers look the same in all languages.
Oh, okay.
Some are written different.
Some are written different.
You know, like Japanese and Chinese.
Yeah. Yeah, just the name of it, not the symbol of it.
Yeah, but the number one is always going to be the number one.
Gotcha. How did they know that back then? That's crazy.
Who knows?
That's crazy. I mean, that's just let you know. Boom. You just got to find your power, man. Just pray on it. Like, I got several different, but I still want to put out a book about it. It goes on. Man, then you have good conversation. You know, like, I like it, you know, respecting both of our lives. Because we met, like, we just met out the blue and we kicked click.
Yeah.
And being friends for 6-7 years now, you know? We can look back 15 years now and be like, bro, we've been friends for 15 years. Like how girls do. Be like, girl, we've been friends for 10 years.
Like me and Jennifer.
Yeah.
You know, for 20 years.
You cherish that. Because your friendship is a lot. You're not, that means you're not a bad person. You're not just out trying to do. That's the only reason why I keep on, you know, letting Adrian in. Because I know it ain't him. It's just that demon he got to face. He probably don't even know. But I can't give him that. You know what I mean? Because he know enough. He know now enough. You know, and I just don't, you know. Like, he can have all that. I'm just going to be smiling. Like, while I'm sitting with God on the other side of the table and you on that other side, I'm just going to smile. Like, I'm beating. You know, I don't wish nothing up on him. It's just, I have to get it in my mind. And I'm glad he said it. Some will not make it. You know, and that scares me. You know what I mean? Because you don't want to.
You think you might be that some?
Yeah. Like, that's what I do. Like, if I see something bad, I take it in. Like, you know, even if I didn't feel it in my heart or had a moment where I was that selfish, you know.
Well, some aren't ever going to be able to accept Christ.
I mean, I know.
So, I know. That's your some right there. And there's probably more.
There's probably more. But he's like everybody that say, Lord. Ain't like, you know what I mean? It's specific. Just because you out, you know, saying Lord God, don't mean you gonna make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You gotta be doers, not, you have to be doers of the word, not just hearers.
Just not hearers.
Yes.
And I'm glad I read that. Because, you know, that was another one. Like, my walk ain't gonna, you know, ain't in vain. My walk ain't in vain. It's never been in vain. I just got to a point, you know, like that man said, the only reason why you ain't seen him yet because you ain't been through nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through something, you pray and you make and you see your blessing. There you go. There you go right there.
So you think these people who you feel like you could touch out in the world, do you think that, are you going to give them insight based on your experience when you're talking about how you...
Yes, I'm going to give them my insight on my, in what I know to be about what I know about God, like how he makes me feel, even when I'm sad.
For the recovery.
Yeah, for the recovery.
Yeah.
You know, you're still going to get, you're going to be, you know, you're going to have that. We're not perfect until we leave, until, you know, like, until we leave, like, you know. But one thing I'm going to encourage with a lot of people, like, have a faith. Have faith. You know what I mean? Because without it, you seen where you was. You know what I mean? You didn't have no faith in it. Everything took a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got faith. You can build on it because now you... Like,
you know who to listen to.
Yeah, you know who to listen to. But you get that insight, like when that voice I'm always talking about, that's in. Like one day you may get it. One day it may click on. And sometimes it may, some, you know. But I don't know how to determine what's what. That's why he gives me grace and mercy, because he knows it's there. But I can't feel, you know, I don't know. You know. That's why I just, you know, when I'm mad, I just don't like being in that zone.
I mean, if we took all of our time listening to the voices within us, like, yeah, we wouldn't even be able to hear or comprehend the voices that are speaking to us on the outside.
No, you won't. But the thing of it is, when you do finally hear, the voice on the outside is way speaking beautiful than the voice on the inside.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The voice on the inside is that you know what you've done. You know, you need to repent. Right? You know, that's that new walk. You know what I mean? That new, even though, you know, we sin, God still makes a way where he can talk to us.
Acknowledgement. Like,
yeah.
Telling you, like, acknowledge what you did.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
You know, don't try to avoid it. Don't deny it. Don't make excuses,
yeah,
for it.
Don't make it, yeah. That's why I own up to everything. Even when I know I'm right, I just own up to it. Because in the best, God can explain it to me better than the person can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I just let, I give, you know, give them all.
And I think sometimes on pride, we're left like, why, you know, why should I, like, why should I feel sorry for what I said or what I did or how I acted.
And that's the flesh. That's the flesh too. That's the negative side. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes the negative voice don't gotta be like, hey, this ain't boo boo. You know, it ain't gotta be like, because sometimes that inside voice probably be like, no, I never do that. You know, like you can fight back with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jesus said, get, you know, I'm not saying he had in him, but at one point, he was flesh. And he had the same things that we had going on within us.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to rebuke that out. Like, nah, man, I'm not going to do that.
Even if it was something you did, would it tell you, like, nah, I wouldn't do that? Like, trying to convince you of a lie?
No, it's just... No, you telling that to the voice.
Oh, to the voice. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he knew what was going on, but it was the... You know, the flesh that was inside the spirit. You get what I'm saying? Like, the spirit knew. Like, he had to rebuke the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do, you know, what was right of, you know, of the right thing. He had to rebuke it. Because you can think about it. Like, I know I'm son of God, but if I do jump up, you know, like, that's your inside. You know, that other voice.
It's a... It's just
the flesh and the spirit separated their stuff.
Stop.
You know what I mean? Now the flesh knows it's flesh and the spirit knows it's spirit. But what it was he was of the spirit and the flesh who fought. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm even saying that, you know, not with himself. Like, he probably did see shit, ice, you know? Like, you can't take that away from nobody.
Yeah. question.
Like, he probably seen the same thing I said. The entity, right, you know, right there in front of his eyes. You know, you got to think about when you don't eat and don't drink water and stay up, it does something different no matter what level you are.
Fasting get you closer to that spiritual
spirit.
World.
But you learn how to rebuke it. You know what I mean? Like, your feelings, like, I never, like, you know, like, I know it's God, like, because I never cared like that before about another person like I do now. Like, I care about everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how I know. Like, death, seeing it, it messes with me differently. It's like I got post-traumatic, like I've been in a big war and seen all these, you know, things, you know, like you got to think about how much them guys thinking, like they got to think kill before they kill, you know,
yeah.
Like going through that demon that's on your back, like kill, you got to, fear of wanting to stay alive,
yeah.
You know, you signed up for it, even sometimes, even knowing, like some people know the Bible, still sign up. You know what I mean? And still go in that field and come out feeling regret.
What do we do with the ones that go in that actually go in just because they want to kill someone? Like, how do you?
I mean, that's the ones. That's. But a lot of people go in for that exact reason. Because it's in their eyes, in the government, in so many people's eyes, because they're not teaching about God like that in the army. They're not teaching about that. They're trying to make you mentally strong, survival, killing. Like, they're not. They do say God, you know, but them commanders, they're leaders of war.
You're out there for one purpose.
And then that's
to fight the war, not to worship.
Not to worship, not to keep everybody like peaceful, like, you know what I mean?
Then they'll stop killing.
Then you'll stop killing, yeah. If you go to it, like, the ones that are like the nuclear and all of them, like, we got all them rebels, like, them guys don't dress like us. They be in wrapped up face, like, you don't even know what they look like. I don't even know what other dumb people look like. I ain't never seen under that balloon. Once they're dressed like that, like, I ain't never seen. And the men are totally different because they dress just like the women. That's all you see is eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Can you imagine just looking, and I got to look at you like that, and I can never see your beauty. I can never see, you know, get a look at your body, your face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why sex ain't their biggest thing. Because they got other demons that got a hold. You know, killing or raping or killing kids. Or, you know,
and they got it messed up because in the Bible it says that, you know, if you're gonna die for something,
of good works.
Doing it for God.
Yes.
You know, like, and then the Muslims, they're killing in the name of, you know, in the name of God, as if it justifies being able to just kill people randomly.
Yes, and it's not.
Because they're doing it in the name of God.
Yes, and that's wrong.
And that's wrong. That whole verse completely.
But I can't figure out which one there. Since I know it's two of them, that's a lot. Islam and it's like something like that. It's two of them. They both do the same thing. You get what I'm saying? Like
the jihad?
It's something like that. It's Imarat or something. It's Iraq. It's one of them, but they're like the Muslims. Instead, they're box. I mean, but I don't know if they're the same people. That's what I'm saying. Because when I watched the video, it gave Islam and they was in the temple. And then they gave the other ones, they was outside around this box. And then we did a little bit more research. The guy, it ain't like, I think somebody tried it when I told Tim to him, he was like, that's where they said Muhammad. No, what they said. say it was, it's an entity that's not of God inside the box. It's like almost like a horse or wolf looking creature.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was watching a thing on it. Yeah, like what's in that box is like a wolf looking thing. It's a totally different entity.
Crazy.
Yeah, it ain't. And they pray around it.
And look, and it's crazy because I just turned to Hebrews 10, and it says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. And burnt offering sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of a book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. So, does it really matter at that point what book it is if it's about God?
That's what I'm saying. If it's a book about God, He's in all forms.
And about God, what God wants him.
Yes. Yeah. So basically what I was saying, God's beat children. Mm-hmm. Like they're all part of, you know, the ones that are, you know, worship. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, we don't know. You know what I mean? Like, an angel, like I can say that. An angel came to me. I don't care if the boy was high or not. He was in a good place. You know what I mean? He must have knew the Bible. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To know what angel did. And that's probably, who knows, he probably, before all this happened, he probably was trying to take me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just so I can look back on that day and be like, wow, Michael the angel came. And, you know, that's probably why I seen me going through everything that I went through.
Yeah.
He just wanted me to know that I'm here to protect you. I mean, I could take it all type of ways. But the thing of it is, good ways ain't bad to, if I'm looking for the positive, I can't just be like, hey, you know, good, like whatever. And that never got to me. Oh, somebody died. That, I mean, they speak. You know?
Yeah.
You know, let the man speak. Shit, if I can listen to a drunk, I can listen to somebody that's on the board.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No matter if he's sober in the morning or not, if I can listen to him, I can listen to somebody else. Especially if it's about God. But what you said, that's true. But nobody, only certain people have that book that God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it, I mean, is it the Bible? Is it the Quran? Is it the Torah?
It's all of it. He said, you know, he made it clear, I'm here for the children of God. And that's what I'm saying. I'm a child. You know what I mean? I did. You know? Since I was young. That's the whole point. Keep on going through your whole life. Even if you mess up. That's why I quote. And I read, like, he did die for sin. Like, I ain't got to worry about it. I ain't got to think it. Like, oh, I was just hearing it. It said,
yeah.
He died for it. He was of no sin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anything I ever know is right there. Like, they may have did what they did, but they're on cue. That's wisdom. The more I read it, the more my eyes are open to it. Like, boom. Like how I used to watch movies, you know. you can't shelter yourself down. You just gotta go do it. I mean, just living in this temptation is enough. We gotta thank God that He's given us that. Because just to live through it and not, you know, do it, seem like half of them are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good blessing. Let's say for instance, you don't do nothing else but smoke cigarettes. You know that God has got another one to give. If you repent and you admit to Him that it is an addiction, but like you said, He would take you out of any addiction, anything you got. But sometimes, blessed be to the weak in spirit.
Yeah.
That goes back to that. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's why He said it.
And to still show that He has mercy upon.
He got mercy upon the most disobedient to the
the weakest ones.
The weakest. That's a weak sin, man. I can't stop. But I get what lust is, like really trying to. Not just looking, but trying to warn them.
Mm-hmm.
Warn them. Like even thinking about stealing. You know what I mean? You even try a couple of corners just to try to get closer to it. You long for it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of your prayers are going up about just that one thing. You see it in your dreams. You got it really
bad. He said, Romans 16:26, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Same thing, the book, you know. Whatever book you're reading from, He still made you aware of the obedience that you need to have.
You need to have. It's just different one. You know? That's why the 12 scribes, the 12 nations, the people that started the, you know, like, imagine like the 12 that started, you know, mankind.
Yeah.
Like it was 12 of different parts of the world. Here, Africa, here, over here, over here. And everything manifested itself at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, they took the Bible from us. They took it from us. I don't care. Especially after seeing I Am Black and why they own it so much and why they, you know.
Yeah.
It's in our blood. Look at Rosa Parks. She wanted to do a change. But she do got people on the Underground Railroad. They say it wasn't really an underground, and some say it was an underground too. Some just say it was so dark outside you couldn't see what was in front of you. And it was like going through.
We gotta do some research on Korah. Remember I said I wanted to look up who Korah was? They make reference to someone named Korah.
In the Bible.
Uh-huh. But I wonder if they got that name, Quran, from
Korah.
Or Korah is either a place or a person.
That's why that Templar man always called himself Korah.
Interesting.
That's interesting too. I mean, every name means something. They did it for a reason. Like my name, the happiest Christian in that day. I don't know if it was after Christ or before, and it was just they was just referenced. I don't know. But evidently it must be after, because I didn't read it until after Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But he was one of the first Christian. Yeah, because Christianity didn't come until after Christ. That's where Christ.
Yeah, that's where it comes from, Christ. Yeah.
And then, you know, the bottom time that I did hold my tongue, and just to know that me enduring that, I'm going to be crowned. That's, I just had to put it down.
I can't give up. I come too far to turn around. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to look for that scripture, but I can't find it. Yeah, so hope. So how are you going to give these people hope? Like, the people that you're going to help. So we know how you're going to be able to communicate with them and get an understanding of what they're dealing with and why they're hearing, you know, and to tell them, you know, like, what the voices are, and, like, to be able to decipher the two, you know, between the good and the evil and the fight that goes on with the flesh between good and evil. And how do you give them hope now? Like, how do you, like, encourage them to want to do the good, or listen, or seek God to find the good?
Because I know how vulnerable the flesh is. And it's but you have to undo the promise that's yet to come. You'll find your life way more comfortable. Your worth not killing, your worth living. You don't have to go to prison. Mm-hmm. You know, you may not have no family. Okay, fine. We have meeting for people that don't have family. We have to help sisters. We help each other. You can't save them all.
You said, John 10:21, others said, these are not the words of him that have a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And many of them say that he has a devil and is mad. Why do we hear him? Let me go. Others said, okay, yeah. And then, oh, because it's telling a story.
So they do hear.
Yeah.
People do hear.
Because there was a division, therefore, again, among the Jews for these sayings. And that's what they were saying. He has the devil and is mad. Why does he hear him? And, you know, others said, these are not the words of him that have a devil. Can the devil open the eyes of the blind? So, like, the knowledge of that, like, doesn't come from the devil.
Right.
The knowledge of the fact that you're being aware of the fact that the devil is taunting you comes from God. But there were there. It was like a debate ensuing. So, like,
oh, got it. I get it. I totally get it. So the this ain't it ain't because I be wondering why I can't. You know why does it sound so a little bit mean? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? The more I read, I'm like, great. And why does it sound so mad? But I get it. I get it. He's mad at me because I'm going with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So he tries to deter you, to put you down, to make you think that you're not worth anything.
That's it. Because that even lets me know. But, you know, I'm not a devil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not a devil.
Yeah.
I see you, but I'm not a devil.
No.
Because the devil, I mean, he wouldn't open my eyes. I was blind. You know, blind. So, and now they're open. You know what I mean? Even if he's talking about physically, a blind person, he opened their eyes.
Yeah.
Because they was once blind. They didn't see all this here.
Yeah.
They didn't see, you know what I mean? Like, if you was blind, you didn't see none of this.
The devils live within us, in all of us.
In all of
us. Yeah.
And I said that once before. I know for sure. And sometimes we gotta fight that out. But once we know we're of God, when we do get the negative thoughts, it is because he's mad at us for changing our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The devil.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you read me, because that gave me even more strength to not just sit back and be scared, you know. Fight with him back, like, no, I dare you. I get it. You got it.
Yeah.
It's okay then. Okay. I can deal with it. As long as he knows, like, that's not what I feel.
Yeah.
And it just came, that negative just started coming out of nowhere. It just started coming out of nowhere. Especially when I start getting more into it.
Yeah.
And walking in faith. I always walk in faith. But, you know, like, it's cool. Sure. That's why I started. That's why I danced for it. Sure. I wanted to release that. Remember the times where I didn't do all of that. Chase, sit at home with my sisters, and just watch TV, and, you know, just be with them. It's probably, they're probably thrown off that I do be in the tent sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to always be in the house with them.
Yeah, and he makes us aware of, you know, the fact that we are being, and that's why it goes back to say, you know, to turn from the temptation, to turn from those wicked ways, because the devil is always going to try to mislead you, you know, and he will even sound sometimes even sweet and comforting, like, no, it's okay, yeah, go ahead, yeah, you're good, like, don't worry about it. Even though you know in your heart that it's wrong. You know what I mean?
Even then, sometimes we don't. Because other you know, people of the faith have done something that you see that, you know what I mean? Like, I know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know? Like, I see why some of them mess up. But, you know what I mean? Because... No, like, you really get to read in it, his love and his grace and his mercy, and you're going to mess up, dude. You're not. Like, but the difference of it is as you grow, all the rest of it will shade away. You know, the warning of sex will fade away.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why when you get old, people don't want it. Because that's not part of your life now. That's seen as running its course. Sometimes the whole penis dies with the sin.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get it back up. Now you stuck. Woman don't want you to be with her, and you can't get any more.
And the world's trying to create and make things so you can continue to live in that sin, so you can die in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But one thing I learned, it ain't all. Like I say in everything, it's like it's no avoiding. You can't watch a TV show without seeing it. You know, you can't watch a movie without being like, dang, she is pretty. Like I wanna grow up like that. You know?
Yeah.
But I get the lust. Like, ooh, dang. That was fun. I'ma take her home.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma hit that. You know? Like, I get it. Like, ooh, she's very pretty. Been going about your business. Versus that. It's still wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the lust came in. Dang, I want to do something to her. Visualizing her in her bed, you know. Hit. The niggas used to say that as a teen. Like, man, I want to hit that.
Peter, 1 Peter 14. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. You know, committing, doing what you were doing. You're talking about how when you get older, older people don't.
People don't do it. You know, mm-hmm. Once you get older, you don't do that as you grow. Like, it's a lot of differences that I had that don't, you know, that don't bother me no more. That I'm stuck with one.
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation.
Don't be high on your mind.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't know the difference. I don't know like what's high and what's not. Because when I am high,
mm-hmm.
Like that's like drinking beer, but you can't feel it until like you drunk a lot of, and then you too messed up at the end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
So every word of God is pure, and He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. It says, by if any man, but if any man live in the years, in Scaskalies 11:8, but if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for there shall be many, and all that come is vanity. Rejoice, young man, in thy youth, and let thine heart share in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in sight of thine eyes, but know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove the sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. So it's already known that when you're young,
I mean, you're gonna do it as you want.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you know you're going to be judged for it. You know, when you get older, that means from child to you. Like, how? So when you got old, like in your 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
And you're still doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You ain't learned from
it. Yeah. Like, he's going to show you grace as a child, like, you're not really bound to the word like that, because, you know, it's vanity, like, it's always going to be vanity. You're thinking about you, you're a kid,
yeah.
You know, you're not thinking about nothing else.
Kids are huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, youth goes a long way, because in government eyes, you're an adult at 21, but we don't know how to, when, you know, when God, because I think, like, you get older, that's like 50, you know, 40, 50s, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is in between, like, I'm in between. But, you know what I mean? But by me praying and getting wisdom, he can, you know, he can get on my back now, because I know a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to show to me, because I had a youth mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I had a youth mind.
It's a vanity of vanities is all vanity. All is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. He gave good heed and sought out and set to order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for it is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work to judgment, which every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so, thou know not the works of God who maketh all.
Oh, my God. That's not, because I didn't think about that either. Where, how do the bones grow on the baby? That is not, that's real, though. Not even a woman in, she don't know, like, bones. Why? That hit me in the spot, like, we don't know, like, we don't know how bones are formed. I mean, you know, we do our research,
yeah.
But in the womb,
it's called an osteoblast, and it's like, your teeth are made the same way. That's the only reason why I know. And, like, it's blasts of energy, literally just bursts of energy. Onto these cells that we have in our body that create these bones, like, so, like, as if someone just went, you know, started to make them. Like, they're not formed from a particular cell. They don't come, like, you don't have bone cells where you can go and, you know, bone marrow, they say, will grow bone, but it's the cells within the bone marrow and the cells combined with the natural bone that you have in your body that create it. Like, can't put bone marrow into something that doesn't have bones. It won't make bones, you know? But there's just a burst of energy that happens when the cells meet, that create it. And then it's fascinating. I can't explain it. I can't explain it that well. But you don't know, like, that's just something they don't, in your in your living water. How do bones form in your living, your breathing water? Fluid. Yeah. Yeah. I like this chapter. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I had to read it. That's why I had to read and make sure that, you know what I mean? That I did study. I made sure that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, not to be funny, but make sure it ain't just the God. Like, you know, like I had to do, you know, make sure that like, it's the unseen, it's everything over everything, that major person, you know what I mean? That major root, the major, you know, him, that created that earth, you know, all of that, you know what I mean? That created, gave me the seed.
He said,
the flesh is made in the womb, but God gives the soul.
He said, surely the serpent will bite without enchantment. And a blabber is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and at the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be and what shall be after him. Who can tell him? The labor of the foolish weareth every one of them, because he know not how to go to the city. Woe unto thee, O land, when the king is a child, and thy prince eat in the morning. Blessed art thou, land, when the king of the sun ennobles thy and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for drunkenness. But much slothfulness, the building decay, and through the idleness of the hands of the house drop through. And a feast is made for laughter, and the wine make merry, but money answered all things. Curse not the king, do not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in any beach chamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which have wings shall tell the matter. No, not in thy thought. So a fool.
Fool to make no sense. He just talking. And nothing will be true.
And that's what a lot of them are doing. Like, they're just back there like, you know, like, with no rhyme or reason. Like, why are you going to order all those people to be killed? Like, why would you do that? You know, why would you, like, just... begin, you know, get him away from me. Just talking.
Just talking.
Just foolish. Because there's an evil which I've seen under the sun, that is an error which proceeds from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in a low place. So they're talking about, you know, like how when you're in those positions and, you know, you become a fool, essentially, like, because you're doing all of this, and what are you doing it for? Like, and also when he that is a fool walk by the way, his wisdom fail him, and he say to everyone that he is a fool. So like, a wise man's heart is in his right hand, but a fool's heart is in his left. So, like, the, you know.
I mean, I get what they're saying.
Yeah.
But me walking, I never walked with God and still said, like, I just didn't know that I could, you know, that it was readable Bibles out here. You know what I mean? I didn't know that. That's where I say I'm the fool of that. Because, you know what I mean? Not like foolish walk, like, man, whatever, you know, like,
yeah.
Just say, I call myself a fool because I didn't know, like, I didn't know how to read, like, I can't pronounce. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I did not know. Yeah. That was the difference. Like, it's not like I'm just saying something, you know? Boom.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that's what you're saying, when you call yourself a fool, the wisdom that you're getting is going to fail you, because you're going to be confused. You're going to start just saying stuff out your mouth that...
And that's why I stopped saying it. Since I heard it, I stopped saying it. But my reference was, it's not like I'm talking and then calling myself a fool. You know what I mean? Like, I literally called myself that because I did not know how to pronounce words.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Instead of calling myself a dummy or a retard, I just say fool.
Yeah.
Because before all of that, people have told me God watches over babies and fools. So it's not like I was doing something wrong, but somebody told me God watches over babies and fools.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why I never look back, and that's why I start calling myself that, because somebody told me that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
The only thing about the program, if you did something, and they want us to tell, we gotta tell.
But what is done in secret? What someone else has done in secret, you should not tell.
Yes. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, but people tell all the time, man.
I know. People tell other people's secrets all the time.
All the time, man. Like, girl, you see that sister that came? I mean, girl, let me tell you this. Her son went to jail, and then nobody know. Yeah. I didn't tell secrets, but I didn't told it out of life.
Yeah, it says, for the shame to speak of those things which are done of him in secret. That's what it said.
It's a shame.
It's a shame, yeah.
But God, like I said, the only one that just goes back to your friend, God is the only one that the judge of what you do in secret. You know what I mean? Just don't go around. I'm talking about what people do, but they do that. People do that. I'm not putting it on myself. And sometimes I feel like I'm arguing with you because I take it literally for myself. What did I do? I done that. I get what you're saying. Because we're all shit. I'm pretty sure it's a couple of people that find themselves in there. Be like, whoa.
Yeah.
I done stuff in secret. You know, and that's what I was about. There's some things that I want to say. That's why I released. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one, Proverbs 31, talks about women. It says, give a strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Proverbs 31, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. And then it said that, and then let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth, for all the dumb in the cause of all such are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. give their strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroy the king. Proverbs 31.
I don't know.
Proverbs is...
Anything after Matthew is new.
No, this is old.
Yeah.
Old Testament.
It gets better. You know, them things that they say don't do kind go, they kind of like, you know, not, you know, go...
They contradict themselves a little bit.
Yeah, like, okay, we found out this is not, but if, you know...
Yeah.
That's why I said fools and babies, because they, a lot of pastors teach the new, you know, test. I mean, they come out the new test. That's probably why they say fools and babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I get it. I never seen it. And I think I have seen it, but I just can't remember. Because I think I showed my own self now that I'm remembering. Because my thing is never to lie. I tell my white lies. I tell lies.
Oh.
But I should ask God for you.
Romans 7:21-23.
Say that the fruit is, you don't supposed to teach. But what if you're like, we're just releasing thoughts? A little bit, not like that, but you know, like, you're trying to, I don't say too much.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Okay. It says, and this is Romans 7:15. For we that the law is spiritual, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am a carnal sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. So basically, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would do, I do not. But what I hate, that I do. You know, like I do the things that I hate. The things that I wouldn't do, I do, yeah.
I do the things that I do, but I know, you know, at the end of it, I hate doing what I have to do.
Yeah. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now, then is no more I that do it, but sin that dwell within me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwell no good, for the will is present within me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwell within me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present within me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see other law in my members, warning against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity into the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.